Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus, draw me ever nearer as I labor through the storm. You have called me to this passage, and I've
Happy New Year. This is Dr. Rhoda Zion Alali. We're broadcasting live from the nations of from the capital region of North Carolina in the south of the United States. I want to take a time to say welcome to our Canadian family in Montreal and in Toronto. I've talked to a number of you in the last couple of days, and we don't want any of the ice and snowstorms that you're having up there. I understand Montreal has a blanket of 6 inches of snow with freezing rain and ice. It's 63 degrees down here in North Carolina today, so I just got thawed out from spending a couple of weeks in the frigid Midwest for the Christmas holiday and the New Year's holiday. So I'm going to ask you to mute the phones because I hear some interference in the background. But I want to just say welcome tonight to my family at Columbia University, my family at Howard University, my family at Duke University, Yale University, to all of my colleagues at North Carolina Central. They were just so kind to give us kudos in the awakening of the construction company, Mr. Obi Martin, who shared his validation studies on our technology and how impressed that we all are to learn that the nanotechnology in the Healthy Smart Homes campaign, the water system is actually a whole house alkaline water system that does amazing things for softening the water, for increasing the oxygen and the alkali of the water. No wonder the soy plants have been getting bigger and all the wonderful things have been happening on the farms with the water. And so it's so wonderful to have an institution now validating everything we've been saying for a long time, but we didn't have the sophistication and the instruments to really quantify what we're saying. We're talking Dr. A Live tonight, and we've been talking about how we're going to restore our world, how we're going to restore our families, how we're going to restore our communities. And this presentation is brought to you by Healthy Smart Homes, which is the initiative of the Michi Health Epicenter, and resident at several corporations around the country. We want to just pause for a moment in loving memory of Barbara Fleming, one of the school teachers of Chicago who suffered from breast cancer. And she found me on the internet, came to Dayton, Ohio to be trained, went back to Chicago and ministered to 40 women with breast cancer. We lost her some months ago. But this time of year was when I met her, and I have the fondest memories of her and the support and inspiration she brought into my life. I met her shortly after I had the stroke, and she and the women of Chicago raised several thousand dollars and took me to California to the clinic of Dr. Bob Marshall, the world-renowned Dr. Bob Marshall, who is the clinical nutritionist for the San Francisco 49ers. Got a clinic in Santa Monica, and I was in that clinic for 3 days to get my body de-irradiated. And sustained exposure that I had from radiation in my house literally caused nerve degeneration, and I lost 40% of the nerve function on the right side of my body, and he restored me. I'm so grateful for them. And so Barb's children, if you're listening today, she will always remain a love and a celebration in my life. She is the longest woman. She lived the longest of any woman that I know that suffered with triple gram-negative breast cancer. I believe she had it almost a decade before she was succumbed by it. And so we just want to send our love out to her family in Chicago today. We are so grateful to have this ongoing Healthy Smart Homes campaign. We were able to reach out to Dr. Regina Benjamin, the medical doctor who had the foresight to launch a nationwide call to action. She served the Department of Health and Human Services, and it was a major concern to her administration. She served under President Barack Obama, and she brought to the attention of the nation and the world that our houses were too toxic with chemicals and radiation, and set forth a call that would inspire us to find a way to do indoor better so we reduce our exposure to toxins and also to radiation. And so I want to put the spotlight today on Fran Drescher. I love Fran Drescher. We have worked with her foundation out of California for a couple of years now. And if you know Fran Drescher, you know she's an actress, and she played as the nanny on this hit show, The Nanny Series. She's a very good friend of Brad Pitt, who was married to Angelina Jolie. And so she got uterine cancer, actually cervical cancer, and it was alleged that she got it from the various chemical exposures of household chemicals in her house. And she was in the hospital having her surgery. Brad Pitt came to see her, and he bent over and whispered in her ear, "Cancer smearcher." He said, "You're going to beat this cancer, and you're going to have a sustained life." And every now and then when you're going through something like that, you just need one person to give you a word of encouragement to sustain you through the storm. And that's what we tried to be. My name is Dr. Rhoda Zeon Alali. I'm a registered nurse of 42 years. I'm a board-certified health physicist also. And for the last decade, I've been like Elisha. So many people have invited me to live in their homes and travel with them across the United States to have various experiences in researching the environment. And I have met some beautiful families. Barbara Fleming was one of them. I spent many a night in her home in Chicago and in the homes of many of her friends, because there's not a lot of hotels in Oak Park. And it's a very close-knit community, and people's children, I mean, they all raise and fellowship and support each other like one big extended family. So I got an opportunity to stay in the homes of several people up there, and it was life-changing for me and life-nurturing. I got to just tell this one story before I talk about Fran and how she influenced the community up there, because when she launched her campaign to detox her house, many of the people in Oak Park were participating. They joined her movement, and you can join it too. And so I had the opportunity to stay in the home of a professor from Chicago, University of Chicago, and he had a beautiful home on a corner lot, two extra bedrooms that he often housed foreign students, like a student hostel. And so I had the opportunity to stay with them one night, and they had this cat. And I guess the bedroom that I was in, the cat felt it belonged to him. So in the middle of the night, here I am helping these people evaluate the environmental toxins, and we wore ourselves out going room to room and quantifying the radiation, looking up the EPA chemical conversion map of the community, and sipping on Bengal spice tea. It's delicious. If you haven't had any, you need to, I think it's made by Celestial Teas, but you know, you need to go get yourself some Bengal spice tea. And I do apologize. I got a little nasal congestion going on from being in and out of cold weather, and now I'm warm, and so I'm in and out of warm weather. My body doesn't know what to do, whether it needs to warm me up because I'm too cold or cool me off because I'm too hot. So give me a little bit of a sinus congestion, but that's all right. We'll press through. So here I am in Chicago, Oak Park, in these people's beautiful home in their guest suite. And in the middle of the night, I hear this door go, creak. And all of a sudden, I'm listening to see, is something coming in? Is it someone or something, or is the door just opening up? The next thing I felt was this big boom, on the bed. And the next thing I felt was this big claw come down in the middle of my butt, and I had to let out a holler in the middle of the night that kind of woke everybody up. It was a cat praying on me, telling me to get out of his bed. It's just one of the many endearing stories I have on the journey to help people have safer indoors and healthier homes. And that brought me full circle, because when I found out Fran Drescher had a similar movement, I contacted her, and she said, yeah, we'd be happy to support some of your events. So she has supported and helped us to sponsor 3 events, and now she's kicking off her new year. We're on the same page, helping people to reduce their indoor exposure to chemicals. So she asked me if I'd share with you her campaign. If you go to Cancer Smasher Movement, you can go to Google and look up Fran Drescher's Cancer. This is her Cancer Foundation. You're going to find she's got this 5 ways to detox your house in the new year. And she wants everybody to get rid of chemicals, toxic chemicals in the house, that they use them and replace them with safer alternatives. You'd be amazed the cleaning compounds you can make out of vinegar, baking soda, and lemon. A lot of people are getting away from the harsh chemicals because they are creating imbalance in the body. She's encouraging everybody to go organic. Now, we know organic foods cost a little bit on the shelf, but science has shown that they're more nutritionally fortified, and so you get more bang for your buck, so to speak. And she's encouraging everybody to stop eating all these processed foods and toxic foods and to go organic and eat more fresh fruits and vegetables. Indeed, antioxidants, we need fiber and antioxidants to detox our body every day. And along those lines, there are 3 foods that need to be part of your diet on a continuous basis. And that is lettuce, beans, and oatmeal. You'd be amazed at how much fiber is in these 3 foods and how they help. They're like sponges. They hold on to the toxic waste byproducts of digestion and help the body to flush them out. I did not know that the navy bean, the great northern navy bean, has been proclaimed the healthiest food you can eat because it's so enriched with protein. Imagine 17 grams of protein per cup and 13 grams of fiber. It's been amazing to see the power of this one food. And I was in the Bahama Islands, and I was amazed to see people who eat beans and oatmeal together. They prefer pinto beans, but still many eat dry oats and beans together. That's like a double fiber food, so that they don't have toxic waste and colon cancer of the colon. So Fran has got that same stance. She's like, go organic. Get that fiber in there. Get those enzymes in there so you can help to purify and detox the body. The next thing, she's given a whole video on making your own household toxins. It's cheaper, and it doesn't leave the lingering assault that's so harsh on the lymphatic system and on the lungs and the heart. So when you go to CancerSmancher.com, CancerSmancher, CancerSmancher.org. I'm going to spell that out again. That's 2 words, cancer, CANCER, and then Smancher, SCHMANER.org. Cancer Smancher, you can actually download games, and she's got a whole protocol and a whole program you can download, and you can do a detox party in your friend's house and make it something you do once a month, go around to each other's house, learn how to make household chemicals, learn how to plant your own herb garden inside. She's got some recommendations on 10 essential herbs that you need to grow year-round, and sage happens to be one of them. Sage is so amazing for killing parasites and bacteria and viruses in the body and helping to lower your blood pressure and helping to clean your blood. It's just amazing what it does. So she's got 10 herbs that she's recommending to make an herb garden. She's like, forget the plastic. She is just like me. We've been talking about BPA and BPS and synthetic estrogens for a long time. She's telling everybody, get rid of all your plastic containers and go get some glass containers, because these chemicals can alter your neurosexual hormones and throw your hormones out of whack. They can make women more aggressive, and men, they can effeminize men and masculinize women. BPA was used as a weapon of war. Saddam Hussein used it to de-aggress the men of Kuwait, and that's why he was able to go and be victorious in overtaking Kuwaiti. It is used in many war theaters to do just that. And so if you're microwaving in your plastics, you can alter neurotransmitters and neurosexual hormones of your children and even yourself and your spouse, and you wonder why you feel so aggressive. Maybe it's because you've been eating too much chemical from warming your foods in plastics. So I promised her team I would give this little shout-out to them on the show tonight. Contact Cancer Smancher. The movement continues. Healthy Smart Homes make healthy smart families. We're so grateful for the sponsorship of the show. I just want to give a report. I got to see Miss Morgan over the Christmas holiday, and I'm saying hello to everybody for her. She thanks you for your prayers, and it was just tremendous. She presented me with a gift, and I cried for 2 days. I sent it out in the email blast, and I posted it up on Facebook, and many of you were crying with me for 2 days. We said, look at this great miracle of life. This child who they said would never walk, talk, learn, or have the intellectual ability for language. She penned a 10-page book for Christmas for me. She wrote a book about me. And she said in the book, Dr. A is my angel. And those of you that know me know that that line right there just moved me and touched my heart deeply. Because I have aspired to be an angel ever since I've been in the earth. I've always asked God, it's always been my prayer, that God would let me bring his mercy to the people I served, and that he would shield me and guide me and guard me so that I would never bring injury or heartache to any of my patients. And I thank God, in the 42 years of my nursing, that I've never been participant in anything that brought people injury. And so for Morgan to share with me this book that she wrote about me, I have to just read it to you. It says, Dr. A is my angel. She works to protect me. She keeps me safe in my home. I tell her, try again. Good job, Dr. A. I teach her about my brain. And I love this part. Her brain is on fire. She's just like me. Her brain is on fire. I tell Mom and Dad, I need Dr. A to help me. She makes me laugh. Her work helps stop some of my seizures. Thank you, God, for my angel. She always helps me. And when I got this book, this is a young lady who I've been working with her family since she was 8 years old. And now she's 15, and they said she would never walk, talk, learn, or definitely not have the capacity to pen a book. And she illustrated it for me. When I met her, she was like a quadriplegic. She didn't really have the use and activities of anything. Today, she's using her arm. She's like a paraplegic. She can move both of her arms. She has more use of her left hand than her right hand. But to have a book that was typed by her and illustrated by her is nothing more than a miracle that God allowed me to touch in the person of her. And so we've been talking, sharing just inspiration from the book of Isaiah, because all of us are in the earth to be angels, to bring the mercy of God. And we've been talking about how if we pray and proclaim the word of God over our lives, and people like Morgan, poor in spirit, poor in health, that God would do miraculous things. And I've been able to see these miraculous things transform. And I want to inspire you and all of those under the sound of my voice. This is the year of the miraculous, of the restored, of the blessed and highly favored. This is the day of the vengeance of our God. God loves his people. He loves us. And he's positioning himself to get involved on our behalf and restore us, to restore the places in our life that are in ruin. Relationships, health, sanity. That we all might be able to rebuild our communities, rebuild our families. When you look at the television, there's so much violence, there's so much decadence, there's so much lust and illicit lifestyles. You wonder what vision of morality our children will get to see or touch or hear. The time is now for us to press our way, accept the deity of our spirituality, and operate in the 10 powers of our anointing. We've been talking about binding up the broken heart. And I have had and encouraged people over the Christmas holiday to get a red ribbon and put it on. I've seen miracles happen. I've seen people with broken hearts be restored, people with anxiety and fear come to repentance. I've seen relationships restored because we were meant to live in victory. We were meant to be overcomers. We were meant to open up our mouth and make a sound in the earth. And so the sound I'm making on this radio show tonight, because behind the scenes, we're having some engineering challenges. And so we're doing the show from the front end and not from the back end where the engineer can control. The show is coming to you through a manual effort tonight. But we have the opportunity to open our mouths and make a sound to declare the word of God in the earth. We have the opportunity to open up our mouth and make a sound that the brokenhearted are bound up. The captives are set free. The blinded eyes are open. Prisoners are released from the darkness. And this is the year of the exceeding favor of the Lord. The Lord Jesus Christ gave his life for us. And this is the day of the vengeance of our God. I'm going to pause right there. I decree and declare, everyone under the sound of my voice, because this day is blessed, you are blessed. And everything stolen from your life, I decree comes back to you that you might be affirmed. If you're breathing tonight, it's because you're sacred. And you are the beloved of God. And I pray that every single one of you will live to the fullest, that you might walk in your inheritance and have everlasting joy. In the name of Lord Jesus. It is so. Amen. In the name of Lord Jesus, it is now. Amen. So we're going to stop tonight. We have driven for 14 hours. But last week we were in an ice storm. We couldn't get a signal out of the city where we were to do the show. So I thank all of you that interrupted your busy schedules to tune in tonight and to encourage us, because we're pushing Fran Drescher forward tonight. We're grateful for the opportunities where she has pushed us and unified with us and locked arms with us, because the message has to go forth. Healthy homes make healthy families. Praying families make healthy homes. And the combination of both of them rebuilds cities and repairs and restores the ruined places and the devastated places in our lives. I love everyone, and I thank you. Good night.
Yes, sir. We have a caller that haven't been on the line a long time. If they want to say something, 704.
Does anybody have something to say?
Good night, Dr. Lally. Good night, Nathan.
Good night, Mario. I mean, hello, Mario, our Canadian family. How are you, sir? The angel from Canada.
Yes. Very good, yeah. Very good. I'm in the radon measuring business as well as nano frequencies, right?
Okay.
I am mapping my area. And I'm finding out that I can actually reduce the amount of radon with letting this out with a little mortar I installed on the pipe, you know, a 3-inch pipe.
Wow.
And a neighbor of mine used to be working as an engineer into a pulp plant nearby. He's retired, and he brought me a meter over. That measures the flow of air into the pipe, right? So I wouldn't know what type of measurement I need in order to eliminate probably my radon gas that I have in my home. If I use a bigger mortar.
You need something that can measure picky curries per liter radioactive gas.
Yeah, I do have that meter. But
okay.
To begin with, I have noticed that if I blow it out, the lowest part of my basement, if I blow it out with this little bathroom fan mortar or bathroom fan, that I can reduce it by half from almost 500 liters to 259. Now, if I change the mortar, if I use a bigger mortar, then I can reduce it by below 100, which I would be comfortable with, you know.
Oh,
so
wow.
I could actually address this issue to people that wants to have their home evaluated, and then take advantage of this opening for letting them know that both of them together in the home is really a bad thing to have, eh? Like EMF and radon gas.
Oh, that's fabulous. Now, in Canada, I know in the States, you just can't go out and start measuring people's radon. You have to be certified, licensed, and you have to be registered in the state. Do you have to be registered in the province in Canada in order to do this?
Would that be because you guys do have states where there is regulation and people have to declare what they have for read-on readings in their home?
There are some states where that is taking place, yes.
And would that be as much as far as not being able to sell a home if you don't have a certificate? A read-on free certificate?
It's not so much radon free. It's a disclosure of the radon concentration in the home.
Oh, okay.
There
okay,
are several homes where you have to, yes, before you can buy a house, the radon has to be measured. Missouri is one of them.
Yeah, because I've talked to a chap. He seems to be one of the few guys, expert in doing mitigation of radon gas. And according to the talk I had with him, it seemed to me that it's a hell of a deal, and it probably costs quite a few $1,000s to get done, eh?
Yes.
So what I'm experimenting, and I think my approach is good, if I can actually go from almost 500 to a value of 250 with some kind of a fan blower, and then I increase the amount of air or radon gas that I can actually evacuate from my basement, and then I measure every place in my home, and it's with the meter, the Mach 3 meter that we have for radon gas. If I do, I then get beautiful readings. Anything below 100 becquerels, you know, which is safe according to the World Health Organization, then I'd feel okay with this, and it would not have cost me thousands of dollars, you know.
Well, I think that's a good approach. That's what Dr. Oz is saying. Dr. Oz is telling everybody.
Because
he's telling everybody to open up your windows and vent your house at least 15 to 30 minutes a day.
Yeah.
Just to get the radon out, especially if you're in radiation zone ones, where they know the radon is so high.
So I wouldn't call myself an expert in radon mitigation, but I'd just be offering my services to guide people into doing the modification themselves, you know,
taking a
reading.
I think you are well within the scope of being a environmental health educator and certainly a weatherman to teach the class or to teach your protocol and have people follow that protocol.
Yeah, that's
but
all. If I do sell them a service, it would just be to teach them how to do it and to their likings, and this is what I'd be paid for, is to guide them into the process. But I
would
not do it myself because I give them to trouble.
Yes, that would be fabulous. If you're educating them in a process and renting the machine for them to quantify the numbers, I think you're well within the law to do that. You know, I just talk and you know what those laws are.
So this is my strategy, Dr. A. It's just that when the doors are open to let me check their home, and it gives me the opportunity to talk about the dangerosity of both of these pollutants being in our environment at the same time, you know. So people may be interested meanwhile to carry themselves biobalancer on their person, you know, throughout the day, and having their office be balanced and so on. But, you know, you have to start somewhere, right?
Right.
So it's going well. I got about 10 people that I have mapped or checked their home, and I live in an area. I remember you came to my place where there's
right.
a lot of rocks, and rocks is really close to the earth crust, to the earth surface. And of course, I am measuring radon readings well above the values that the World Health Organization is calling for. It's funny, eh? Because the World Health Organization is calling. I'm working with becquerels by cubic meter, right?
Okay.
The World Health Organization says that 100 liters is the value that we shouldn't go beyond, eh?
Okay.
In Canada, Health Canada says it should be below, not above 200 becquerels. Funny enough, that it's double, right?
Well, you find that the World Health Organization also says, you know, in picocuries per liter, it should be 2.7, but the Food and Drug Administration has said it should be 4.0. So
yeah.
The World Health Organization is always going to be ultra-conservative.
But I'd rather use that, though, for sure.
Absolutely.
Because
absolutely.
especially when it comes the time to explain to people that when you have both pollutants in the same area, it's exponentially more dangerous, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, I use the 100. I say to them, well, Canada has 200, and you could ask yourself the question. And
uh-huh.
even the States, you guys in the States have 148.
Yes.
You're a bit more touchy on this than even the Health Canada, you know?
Well, you got that right.
So therefore,
this month is radon testing.
Yeah.
January is the National Radon Testing Month in the United States. And they encourage everyone to get your home tested for radon in January and in July, at the time when it's coldest, because radon, when it's cold, it condenses, and then it gets in your house, and you see the variables that you had in your home and why venting was so important to off-gas it and get it out of your house. And so Lowe's and Home Depot have those portable units. I don't advocate those portable testing units where you set the box in your house and for so many days, and then you take it and ship it in, because a lot of people, they get lost and they never get their results, and they just pay for something that's been lost at the laboratory. I tell everyone, you're going to be radon testing is something you should be doing twice a year, especially if you have someone in the house with heart disease, cancer, and diabetes. You got to know if there's radioactive gas in the house. So you might as well invest in the Pro 3 radon digital meter that you can get from Amazon. They're about $200. But just you can rent them. We have a community in Ohio where the young women came together. One person bought the machine, and she rents it out to everybody in the neighborhood. And so they're all testing because the radon levels were so high, there was so much cancer. And they all are intentionally ventilating their house, those people who couldn't afford to get the service. You know, did exactly what you're talking about, Mario. That's excellent. Open up the window and vent out the house for X number of hours.
I find these meters that you're talking about works perfectly, you know.
Oh, yes.
Easy to manage. The one I have here it works by becquerels, and I don't think it can be transformed to the other value that you were talking about.
I'm not sure. I would have to look at the measurements and at the instruments and call the manufacturer.
Yeah, I think I will investigate into this a bit more, even in my own meter. Maybe there's not that many buttons that you can change operations, you know. So I think it came in, and it's only measuring in becquerel.
Well,
but that's okay. One value or the other, as long as you know how to, you use this as gauges, you know, for if you do have or not. Well, that's fine. We know it's 100, 200, 148 for the States.
Mm-hmm. So it's excellent. It's excellent.
Yeah.
Well, we thank you for sharing that with us. And how is the Canadian team? Have you checked in on Rod?
Well, I've been talking to Len, and we want to have some kind of a meeting in March where we can actually get to Rod easier, myself and Len, and try to make some kind of a plan, you know, for a strategic plan for educating people about this this business, you know. And the nanotechnologies, you know.
Oh, well, we have some exciting news because we have an instrument we're playing with in the lab, and I don't want to disclose any of it, but I think we're going to have a new toy to measure the nano with that's very cost-effective. It's a meter that's under $100. And we have
right?
Yes. So we have some engineers looking at it right now and quantifying it for us to see if it's something that is consistent and we can use, and we're so excited about that.
It will measure the nano?
It will measure and show how effective the nano is in blocking static.
By some kind of a result?
Well, we've had some. It was discovered by mistake. And, I mean, it's like, We got them testing it, you know, with 100% batting average, and the person that discovered it now has engineering experience in it. So I was hoping to be able to talk about it tonight, but I couldn't get out of the lab. I couldn't get them out of the lab to see if, in fact, the testing was consistent. So,
wait, is this some kind of a meter that is already on the market for some other for other purposes?
Yes. Ironically, it's already on the market. I can't disclose what it is because somebody called me up and told me they got this meter, that there was an electrician that was doing an audit on the building, and he had a meter that would measure static. And so the lady said, does it measure static in a cell phone? And the man said it should because it measures static in non-ionizing radiation. The cell phones have non-ionizing radiation. And so he took his cell phone out and measured it, and this instrument started beeping. So somebody else did test my cell phone, and their cell phone was beeping. The third person said, test my cell phone. Her cell phone was beeping. And the fourth person said, test my cell phone. She had a nano. And it wouldn't be.
Is that right?
You got. What kind of phone do you have? She said, well, I have a static blocker in my phone. And so she took off the case and took the nano out, and he retested her phone and started beeping with the nano.
Jesus Christ, that's absolutely.
And we are all holding our breath because we are in this lab and we're waiting for the engineers, you know, to quantify it and see if, in fact, it's something that's consistent, if it's really real, was it a figment of their imagination? Because it's happened in another state. And I was hopeful to have the information earlier today, but because it was a 13-foot snowstorm that hit Durham last week, it has thrown everybody's schedules off. So we weren't able to find out, but we hope to have the information by next Tuesday.
Yeah, that would be great for us to
take
use.
Take the nano through the roof.
Yeah, you know, like not everybody can actually buy a MyoVision machine.
Under $100. Matter of fact, the guy said that they have a smaller version that probably is available for under $50.
All right. So it'd be good for us to try out on the. I call these people the Thomas of this world, you know? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The
Thomas
of this world, they have, prove it to me, prove it to me. I want to see it. Engineers are good at this too, you know.
Oh my God, this is you know, this is gonna be incredible. I just hope that
I got two engineer minded boys in my family there. The boyfriend of both of my daughters are in engineering field, you know.
Oh, wonderful.
So, they argue everything, eh?
Well, we're getting ready to have something for them to be able to test consistently, and I'm so excited about it.
So am I.
I'm so excited about it. Matter of fact, the engineer called me, but I couldn't talk to him. Get on the show. I'm going to call him back, and if he's got some information, I'll call you on your private line and let you know.
Sure,
you know,
I'll be happy. I'll be happy to get this information as soon as you can.
Oh yes, we're so excited. We're so excited.
You know, one other thing that I want to put your heads up on this. I've been at the Farmer's Place the other day, and in Tinwick there, that you the big farm that you were with us. And he really needs my help because he's got this woman that he loves, but she's got a lot of problems. I guess it would be hypersensitivity because she's on the antidepressor and all this, eh?
Well.
She's on drugs, and this guy doesn't take drugs and all this, and he really believes in what I do, but for some reason he had to deal with the other partners with the business, but he is asking me to help him with his girlfriend, who is really, really hypersensitive in a way, you know.
Wow.
So I said to him that first of all, this woman has to really want to do some change in her lives, you know. We can't do anything if she doesn't really want, you know. If her pills is just like a drug, you know, just like being drugged, you know. This guy really thinks that she needs to be de-intoxicated, you know, from legal drugs. So why I'm saying this is because I think I'm getting closer into reestablishing great contacts with him and his barn, you know, with the nanotechnologies, eh? You know, like he's my client for some other good product, health product, for 4 years now, but he's actually coming back to me to help him with the hypersensitivity, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Not only for his girlfriend, but for his granddaughters and grandsons. Now
mm-hmm.
he's got seven of them now. He's got seven of them now.
Wow.
You know, like when we visited him, he only was on the first one, eh?
Wow.
So of course, these kids spend a lot of time in the barn, and you know how it could be, and I think it helped them greatly if he can understand that he can harmonize the homes of his daughter and two sons. So that the grandchilds are into a well-balanced living space, you know?
Yes.
So anyway, the door is not closed. The door is not closed. I'm just continuing to... I got his confidence. You know, I got his trust now.
Well, we told him that the one amazing... aspect of the technology is that it increases fertility.
Yeah, of course, and all these things. You know, he had to drive or to pound this into his three or four other partners, and I guess he got a bit discouraged to do that. You know, so
okay.
So he's coming at me with on another angle now. It is the health of his grandchildren. You know. So he'd be more attentive to me, and if it's good for them, and then it'd be good again for the farm, you know. So I'm this type of guy that works slowly but keep working all the time.
Yeah.
I mean, slowly and surely.
Yes, but you know, you work affirming and validating every step. Well, I've always
yeah.
loved working with you because you're so knowledgeable. And you can investigate, and that is amazing.
I finally got a, as I was there, and somebody called this guy, his son-in-law, actually, were talking about leukocytes. You know what a leukocyte is, you know, in the milk, you know, like the bacteria that you don't want there,
yeah.
leukocyte. Anyway, every month, like they just went very close to qualify for the amounts of, there's two things they check every month, and if the milk is average, and when they made that check, the milk has got the level needed, well, his prime is, or he's got an extra check of $5,000, you know?
Wow.
So he said to me many times that he had no way to figure out or check out if our technology actually did anything good to his stock, eh? So I would actually say, no, we did all this, but I would say for him, when I get to this, I say, well, check only that. Check what this value will be every month when you're fully harmonized in this place. Check how many times you'll be qualifying for this extra money, you know? And if it does the trick, then you'll know that it's what we just done. I mean, reestablishing
yes.
the harmonics in your barn, you know?
Yes, and also he can get a Hanna machine and see how it increases the oxygen and the pH. We have Hanna machines now. They're about $200.
It's a machine that measures what, Dr. E?
pH and oxygen in the water.
Ah, the oxygen in the water. It's a machine that measures both at once?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, great. Wait, is this something that works with a mobile application? Or is this
yes.
a machine by itself?
No, it's as big as a ruler.
Yeah, okay. That'd be great. That'd be great. I'll keep note of this for the next steps ahead, you know? With
yes.
With this farmer, because I know someday I'll get all five owners of this barn being fully in concert with the harmonization of the farm, you know.
Well, that's wonderful, because I'm excited. Like I said, we've had four farmers use it. Not only on their farms, but on their for their plants, and they say it softens the water, stops the buildup of lime, and it's amazing for helping to control the drains on the farm.
All right, great. I'm
okay.
happy.
Well, I'm happy too to hear from you, and Happy New Year, and I'm excited to have these news. I can't wait to talk to these engineers and see exactly what this machine is and exactly how it works, and I'm excited about it.
Great.
Okay.
We'll change the world. We'll change the world one day at a time. Yeah, take care. Eh?
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Have a good evening. Bye. Thank you.